Title: Flippin' Amen Style Transition with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, in this lesson we're going to build a modern Amen Style pre-drop transition that hits with that classic jungle chaos, but still lands inside a clean, hard drum and bass mix. The goal is very specific. Crisp transients you can actually feel and place on the grid. Dusty mid-range texture that screams sampled break without turning into fizzy distortion, and a low end that stays controlled so the drop still feels huge. By the end, you'll have a printed, resampled 1 or 2 bar transition clip you can drag into any project and tweak fast. Let's set it up. First, choose your break. Ideally an Amen or Amen style break with a recognizable snare identity. Drop it onto an audio track at your project tempo, somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Open the clip. Turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Make sure transient loop mode is off. Start with envelope at 100%. Here's what you're listening for. Tight timing and minimal warpy bubbling. If you want bubbling later as an effect, cool. But don't bake it into your main punch layer right now. Think of this as, keep the break honest first, then get weird on purpose. Next move. Slicing. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, default simpler preset. Now you've got a drum rack with a simpler per slice. This is where the flip happens, and this is also where advanced producers separate themselves from random chopping. Chaos is only exciting when the listener can still follow the phrasing. Create a MIDI clip for one bar. Keep the original groove or something close to it, so the ear has a reference. Then for your transition bar, start re-triggering snare slices as 16THS, or if you're brave, short 32NDS. Add 1 or 2 ghost kick slices leading into the drop. Sprinkle tiny hat slices for zip, but don't let hats become constant white noise. You're aiming for acceleration, not static. Now we build the core sound design concept. Two parallel layers that behave like two different instruments. Layer 1 is crisp. That's your timing and punch reference. It's what the listener locks onto. Layer 2 is dust. That's your vibe. Glue and era. It's what makes it feel like a break from a world, not a sterile drum machine. And a quick coaching rule. If you mute the dust layer and the fill stops making rhythmic sense, you've relied too much on texture. The rhythm should survive without the dirt. So, on your slice drum rack track, add an auto effect rack. Create 2 chains. Name them crisp and dust. Start with a crisp chain. Drop an EQ8 first. High pass at about 120 Hz. 24 dB per octave. We're intentionally keeping low end out of this layer so the transition can get loud without stealing sub energy from the drop. If it needs a touch more sparkle, add a gentle high shelf, maybe +2 to +4 dB somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it tasteful. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, like 0 to 5. Push transients up, maybe +10 to +30. Turn boom off or keep it extremely low. The point is snap, not sub. If you need a bit more edge, add saturator after drum bus. Soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. And then a limiter at the end just to catch peaks. Not to flatten it. Catch, don't crush. This crisp chain is your don't lose the drop insurance. Even when you do crazy edits later, the attacks still read clearly. Now the dust chain. Drop EQ8 first. High pass higher than crisp. Somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. 24 dB per octave. Then low pass around 9 to 12 kHz with a 12 dB slope. That's a huge part of the dust illusion. You're literally removing modern fizz. Now add a wide bell boost in the paper and room zone. Somewhere between about 700 Hz and 1.6 kHz. +2 to +5 dB. Wide Q. This is where the break starts sounding like it's living in a space, not just clicking at the top. Then add roar, since we're in Live 12. Choose a tape or warm style. Drive around 10 to 25% to start. Tilt the tone darker. And keep the mix control, like 30 to 60%. You want mid-grit, not harsh fizz. After that, add redux. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction in that 12 to 14 bit feel. Downsample just a touch, like 1.2 to 2.0. Mix 10 to 25%. This is one of those you miss it when it's muted tools. If you obviously hear bit crushing, you probably went too far. Then add a short reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, small to medium size. Pre-delay basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut the reverb around 6 to 9 kHz. Dry slash wet somewhere like 8 to 18%. Now blend the chains. Start with crisp at unity, and dust down around -8 to -14 dB. Then bring dust up until you feel texture and room, but the snare crack is still led by crisp. Before we go further, do a quick layering health check, because phase and comb filtering can quietly ruin your snare. Put utility on the dust chain for a moment. Set width to 0 to mono check the blend. If the snare suddenly hollows out when both layers play together, you've got a timing or phase relationship issue. Fast fixes. You can try nudging the dust later by 1 to 5 milliseconds using track delay, so crisp leads and dust follows like an ambience layer. You can also try polarity invert on utility. Sometimes it snaps into place. It's rare, but when it works, it really works. Then return width to normal. Dust can be wider later, but crisp should stay mostly center focused. Okay, now we turn this into a transition with automation and micro edits. This is the sauce. Pick your transition zone. 1 bar or 2 bars right before the drop. We're going to add a third conceptually separate lane in your mind. Smear effects. Even if you don't make it a full chain yet, treat it like a layer that is never allowed to have lows. The smear is vibe and motion, not weight. Here's an easy way to do that. Duplicate your original audio break to a new audio track purely for texture. On this duplicate, change warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Set flux around 20 to 50 for movement. Now automate grain size rising toward the drop. As you get closer to the downbeat, the break should feel like it's dissolving into a smear. But remember the rule, smear the layer, not the main punch. Crisp stays readable. Next, add a pitch dive, because it's a classic for a reason. You can do this a couple ways. If you've already resampled a fill or you're working with an audio clip, automate clip transpose down maybe 2 to 7 semitones over the last half bar. If you'd rather keep it device-based, use shifter in pitch mode and automate pitch downward gently. Keep it musical. The point is a fall into the drop, not a cartoon. Pair that pitch dive with a filter sweep. Drop auto filter on the group or on the dust/smear lanes. Use a low-pass filter sweeping from around 12 kHz down to maybe 2 to 5 kHz as you hit the last eighth or last quarter note. That bandwidth collapse is perceived intensity. It sounds like things are closing in, even if the actual level doesn't rise. Now for the suck effect. Reverse. Grab the last snare slice or a hat slice right before the drop. Duplicate it, reverse the clip, and put it right before the downbeat so it pulls energy forward. To make it tight and intentional, put reverb on that reversed element, then put gate after the reverb. Set the gate threshold so it chops the tail into a controlled inhale rather than a long wash. This is how you get that classic sucked-in feel without smearing into the drop drum transients. And now you need an impact that makes the downbeat feel inevitable. Take a single snare plus crash moment from the break, or a strong stab from within the amen. Layer it with a clean snare very subtly if you need more modern punch. Process the impact with EQ8, high pass at 120 Hz, then a small presence bump, around 3 to 5 kHz if it needs to speak. Add drum bus, transient plus 10 to plus 20, drive to taste. Add glue compressor but keep it disciplined, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Optionally a very short reverb, 5 to 10% wet, just to give it a tiny halo. Now let's talk about making it feel louder without stealing the drop, because this is where a lot of transitions fail. Instead of just turning it up, increase perceived intensity by adding density, like faster retriggers, narrowing bandwidth toward the end, with that low pass and focused mid push, adding short room energy early in the build, then removing it right on the one. That removal is what creates the vacuum. And one more advanced arrangement trick, stereo contrast. Let dust get a little wider near the end, and then on the downbeat, reset the stereo tighter by muting dust and letting your main drop drums hit centered and clean. The contrast makes the drop feel bigger, even if the master loudness stays similar. Okay, now we commit. This is the pro workflow step. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record your 1 or 2 bars of transition. Then consolidate that recording into one clip, and add tiny fades. Now you can do micro edits after printing. Tiny cuts, 1 30-second stutters, 1 quick reverse, whatever fits. The point is, you've turned a complex multi-layer performance into a single piece of ammo you can reuse across projects. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check. If your transition feels big, but your drop feels smaller, you probably let too much low end or too much reverb tail leak into the downbeat. High pass your effects layers, and gate or automate the reverb down right before the one. If everything sounds distorted and flat, you lost the clean transient path. Keep crisp relatively clean and centered. If the snare feels weak, You probably smeared your main layer instead of a dedicated smear layer, or you've got phase issues between crisp and dust. Do that mono check and try a 1 to 5 millisecond delay on dust. Now a mini challenge you can do in 15 minutes. At 174 BPM, make a 1-bar transition. You must use two chains, crisp and dust. You must include one reverse element and one pitch dive. Then you must resample to one clip and commit. And here's your self-check. If you mute dust, does it still feel intentional? If you mute crisp, does it still feel like an amen? Not just noise. And when the drop hits, do you hear an immediate increase in clarity, even if you didn't crank the master? That's the whole technique, structure plus chaos, clean punch plus dusty mids, smear for motion, and then a hard reset into the drop. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming at, like rollers, Euro, jungle at 160, or dance floor, and whether your break is clean or a vinyl rip, I can suggest exact macro mappings for an Ableton Audito Effect rack, so you can perform the transition with 4 to 6 knobs instead of redrawing automation every time.